The music there by Chris Tomlin. You have to love the strains of Amazing Grace. Well, this is Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth, and kind of an interesting morning so far, Ryan.
We're back, basically. if you were tuning in like, this isn't Kinship, we've had some technical difficulties for a long time tonight.
Yeah.
So kudos to Mark Bonnet getting us back up right in time for what day is it? if you're just tuning in, thank you for sticking with us. And pray that whatever's broke will stay fixed.
There you go.
There we go. So, yeah, it is January 22nd. As usual, there are all kinds of holidays that you can choose from. Looking at the list on the calendar. And so today there are two here that are real and there's one I made up. The two are really holidays there today.
We can
celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one that you and Beth are going to try to guess, which is the fake day, the day that Ryan made up this morning. So we got National Short Story Day.
Okay.
Short stories allow readers to sample a wide range of authors and genres on a quicker timetable than novels do.
Mm-hmm.
I like a good short story anthology.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fun. And then Hot Sauce Day.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
Always able to pep up the taste of any dish. Do you like hot sauce?
I do like spicy food. I'm not one to actually pour the hot sauce on, but I do have an appreciation for food that makes your mouth burn a little bit and want more of it.
I like a hot sauce that has more than just burn.
Mm.
Like, it's got to have a flavor of some sort, too. If you're just going to set my face on fire, I can just eat pepper. That's fine. A National Blonde Brownie Day.
Okay.
For the people who like those instead of chocolate brownies.
Okay.
I don't mind them. I'm just like, this isn't exactly the same thing. I don't think it deserves the brownie name. Anyway, so those are our three options today.
Okay. So we have Short Story Day, Hot Sauce Day, or Blonde Brownie Day. If I were to choose one that I would say is a keeper, I would go with the Blonde Brownie, to be honest with you.
Oh, you think that one's
right? Oh, yeah. I mean, anything that is like even remotely resembles a brownie and is like, you know, sweet and goodness all around, yeah.
Probably has its own day.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I'm good with that. It's the other two that I'm like, I don't know. So all I can really do is guess. I'm going to say you made up Hot Sauce Day.
You think I made up Hot Sauce Day?
I do.
Incorrect.
Nope.
Oh.
I like good hot sauce, and apparently so many people do that there's an actual day for it.
Wow.
I have a little shelf in our fridge that is full of them.
A various collection?
They're all little tiny bottles of it.
Oh.
So it just takes a while to get through all of them.
Okay.
Some are better than others.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
So either you're right on blonde brownie or you're wrong.
Way off the mark. Okay.
So you got short story day and blonde brownie day.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say you made up National Short Story Day then. Okay. Should have went with that first.
I wish this was a day. That's the thing.
It's not at all?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, I do like... Like, you can buy, like, an anthology of, like, science fiction stories, and they're all short, so you can read them in one sitting.
I mean, I could see some kind of, like, author guild doing
that. They do. That's the thing. But it's not a real day.
Okay.
Not today. Not at all. Hot Sauce Day, celebrate by burning your face off. And then you can...
And don't put it on your blonde brownie.
Well, you can have a blonde brownie to kind of negate the...
There you go.
The heat.
A palate cleanser.
Here's Fear is a Liar from Zach Williams, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.